benefit of that?
Well, it'll be years, right? Not just this summer, but certainly there's a chemistry on and off the ice. They both have a similar singular focus to get better. Their summer was spent doing that. There wasn't a whole lot of, well, I don't imagine it was a vacation involved as well, but the priority one was how do we get better as a hockey player? And then the two of them kind of come together and talk an awful lot about the things they do with each other on the ice that make them better players, but they really focused at getting better.
Do you have a timeline for the Myers left hand or on the left side and where and when you'd want to see that either develop or kind of change direction on it?
No timeline, but the process is Tyler and I are going to talk every day after every game and see where he's at. My job is to put every player in the best position to succeed as they can. And yes, the team takes priority in make those decisions, but at the end of the day, maximize each player that you have. So if he's fully comfortable with it and we feel a strong improvement, then we'll talk about it continuing. If he gets uncomfortable with it, and we'll make changes. So you're gonna see it over the course of the year, but it's a process.
Has he relayed anything to you? I mean, it's only been a couple of games.
Yeah, so nothing. The first game was everybody's first game, so we talked about the things that he learned in terms of what did you find out about playing the outside that you didn't expect to find out? What was the way you thought it would be? What was different than you thought it would be? So we had that kind of conversation, and we'll keep doing it.
From your standpoint, Paul, a couple for Skylar McKenzie tonight. Thoughts on the young guy who smiled just like you did when I mentioned his name?
Well, you know what? He's had a really hard camp in a good way. You know, he skated hard. He's played well. And when I looked at the exhibition schedule, I was not jumping up and down for joy just in terms of running your camp. One of the benefits you could see right away is you're going to get some guys in games that maybe wouldn't have had that opportunity, right? If you're because you go back-to-back so many times, I don't want the veteran players in that situation with travel. We wouldn't want to, you know, we don't like it in the regular season. We're certainly not going to do it in exhibition. So there's some guys here that have gotten some games, and that's, you know, take advantage of it. So I liked his game. He's got a bit of Matty Perreault in the way he plays, and that takes a while to develop. It took Matty Perreault a while to get to that kind of player, and it's a good little mentor for him in the organization, but you know, Matty Perreault can play on anybody's team, right? This guy's is as good a player in terms of coaches love him, fans love him, his teammates love him, and Skylar McKenzie, that's a good player for him to watch and emulate.
Now that you're four games into the preseason, you've got three left with kind of your last week of training camp. How are you going to work your roster? Will you remove any players from camp or anything?
A very, very small number, only to get to a certain number for practices, but basically fairly close to. We're not dressing our full group against New Jersey. We're almost split group right till the 28th, and then we'll have a large number of decisions to make it that day. We'll make those calls on the 28th.
We haven't seen the goals from Christian Vesalainen, but what are some of the little things that you've liked? He was put up on a top line for some circumstances with Kyle, yeah. But what have you liked about his game?
He skates well enough. He's physically strong enough at a young age. He can get the puck along the wall, and he doesn't make an awful lot of mistakes on the ice in terms of reading the play, so his eyes and his brain are working close enough to an NHL level, and he's got a nice skill. You know, there's so much for these young players to process in your first camp in the NHL. And no, he hasn't put up points to do it. I don't think we've, as a group, played a game where I'm thinking we're anywhere near offensively where the style of game that we'll play. I think he can play that style of game. A little simpler, a few more pucks to the net, those kind of things. But I think he's a good enough player that for a coach, you want to be able to get him on the ice. I think I can get him on the ice.
If between you and Tyler you decide to go in a different direction on that second pairing with Dustin Byfuglien, do you have a sense already who would be the guys, who would be the people to look for in that spot?
I do. So the way this works is I have the guy right now, right? But that could change. And the door's open. We've got other veteran players there. But there's a player there that I think can play. And I'm not at the point with this that it's, you'll make this decision, you know it's not going to run 82. So if we were starting tomorrow, I'd have the six picked for if we were playing a regular season game. Now there's three games left. There are players, there are good players there that can excel here in the next week, and they may get the nod because it's very close. But yeah, I could put the starting lineup now. Yeah.
And then speaking of a different defenseman, I thought I saw a little bit of up ice aggression from Tucker Pullman today. A couple of pinches off a faceoff plays. Well, what have you thought about
big
that?
Big long stride skater, and he'll cover ice very, very quickly. Tucker's been in an unusual situation. He stayed longer in college. He liked the situation he had there, and then he kind of was around the game a little bit last year, just didn't play a whole lot. I think he's got to play an awful lot of minutes. He's either got to be playing in the NHL or he's got to be playing in the American League. He's a better player than he was, I think, last year at this time. But there's competition to crack that lineup.
Just an update on Kyle Connor.
Called me today on the way home rink begging to be allowed to play in the game, and the coach went all Scrooge on him and didn't play him today. So he took a puck in the neck. He came off and said he was okay. We still sent him just to get looked at to make sure he was okay. He called me and I wouldn't let him play. So he's not playing tomorrow either. You guys are mad at me already.